Ran and Bezim and Aleph. Five lines, six lines on the bottom. Six lines on the bottom. The Ran says like this, the Lord Tema. Let's go back, you're a little bit back. That's where we stopped up a little bit. The Lord Tema, let's go back up a little bit. The line before the Asiluhu Hashem Masis and Shaper. Okay, so now according to what we're seeing right now, the Rech and Rish Lakish hold that even if a person says the Chasim Elu, so the person is not modifying his statement with the possessive word of mine or my. He doesn't say my nechosim. He says these nechosim. But his power, according to Rech Rish Lakish, is limited, and he cannot ask them once they leave his rishos. So once they assume that, Samela asked the Hashem Asis and Shaper. So now the Mishnah makes sense. The Tanin Reishim Mishum Seifu. So he asked the fruits. When it comes Shriyas, they're no longer his. So even though he asked those fruits, when it comes Shriyas, they're no longer his. The netter is no longer effective. And that's the case of the Seifu. The Reisha is just setting up the din going into the Seifu. The Tani Reisha Mishum Seifu. The Lashmir and Dafila Hidir Balashim the Chosim Elu. Even though he used the language of the Chosim Elu, the netter is no longer effective after it leaves his Rishus. Because we might have thought to say, the Kehecha the Omer Gabi Neider. The Chiyamar Labai is Zesh Ani Nichnas. Mesa Mechor La'achir is Osir. When the one who's making the Isser and the one who's becoming Osir are the same person, so then he's called a Noder. He's making a Neder on himself. And he says, I won't go into that house. So it's Reuven's house. And Shimon says, I won't go into Reuven's house. He says, I won't go into that house. He says that language. So even if Reuven dies, or Reuven sells the house, Shimon can't go into the house because he outs at the house. So just like by the case of the Neuter. It remains Osir. Even after he sold it, the Mitzvah Le'afilo La'akar Sheyetzim Rishusoy, that it remains Osir to Shimon, even after left Reuven's Rishus. Hachinami, therefore, I might have thought to say, Kihidira Chavera, when he's not, it's the case of a Madr and a Mudr, Reuven is astering the house on Shimon. Reuven is astering his Paris on Shimon. And he says, not my Paris, but these Paris, these items, I would think. The netter remains in effect even after it left Reuven's Rishus. That's what I might have thought. So say, don't say that the lesser, that's not true. What's the difference? The Hani Mili bin Noder Atzmoy. That halacha, that once it becomes usher, remains usher. Even after it changes ownership, Shimon may said Reuven's house is usher, or these items of Reuven are usher. They remain usher even after Reuven sells them, or Reuven dies. That's because Shimon made the netter. The motzi usher anav shei nichseh chaveiro efil lachar sheyetzim reshusay. The person makes an editor, he can make somebody else's property also in him. So the fact that Reuven owns it or not is irrelevant. Reuven's, the Isser is not, the source of the Isser is not dependent on Reuven's ownership. So even though they left Reuven's possession, it's in the chasm of another person, which Shimon has the ability to make osir. Of a mother, loy. But what Rabbi Yechon is saying is, by the case where Reuven's authority to osir his items on Shimon are because Reuven's the owner. When they leave Reuben's possession, it's like Reuben is ushering Levi's property on Shimon. Reuben has no power to make Levi's property usher on Shimon. Okay. So that's how we understand the Mishnah, according to Rechem Rish Lakish. So, according to Rechem Rish Lakish, the Isser of the Mishnah is talking about a case the person said either Nechasa or even Nechasa Meglu. And the problem here is not because he limited with his language, it's because he has no power to make an Osir. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that that's not true. Once they made an Osir, the Isser remains. Okay. Machshina, so the Mora asked the first question: is the Misa the Rebbe Chaim Shlokish Savri? They know the Misa that Rebbe Chaim Shlokish hold that a person cannot aser the property of somebody else, his property on somebody else, that it should remain after he no longer owns it. Why do they discuss the case of Nechasai? They should have discussed the case of Nechasim Elu. And number two, we see that a person could make something usher even after leaves his rishus. Because it says, a person says to his son that you cannot be Nehenna for me. And then he mace your shenu. Reuben said to his son, to Nemuel, right? So Reuben said to Nemuel, he said, you can't have any benefit from me. So now Reuben dies. So he says, Nemuel can't be yourship. No, that's not true. Because when he's Nemuel is being Nehenna, it's no longer Reuben's items. The Yerush itself is a Hanwa. The Lav Mididei Mishani, Elim Yerush say, the Zachar Lerachmona, the father did not give that to him, the Torah gave that to him. So he's not being the header from the father. But if he says, Bechayev, Bemoisoi, so the Mishnah said, he makes Lo Yerushenu. Now, Zataran, when it says Lo Yerushenu, it's Lav Dafka, Lo Yerushenu. It's not true that he's not Yerushim. The Nechosim, the Nixi, Varai, the property becomes the son's property. The Torah gave that. Because Shafar should come on, if you're going to come on, it's Yat Ishmael, like we'll explain in the next parak. But it means he can't have enough from the items. Lamishun the Thani Resha Yerushenu, which means Lamishadinuk Shashar Yerushim, Shul in the Hanus bin in the Chosim. So in the Resha, use a lotion of let him be a Yerush and use the items. Thani Sefer Nami Lo Yerushenu, Lamishenu Mutter Le Hanus bin Rishasai. Okay. Mikomokum Shemina Miho, the Yochel Adam Lesser Peroy Savachavir Lachasha Yetzim Rishasai. So, but what do you see? You see that when the father puts an Isser on the Nechosim vis-a-vis his son, and he said it should extend after he died, it works. Now, Reuben can't Asser the property of his son on his son. Reuben has no authority over the Muel's property to make it Asser on the Muel. But he also, and we could have argued that once Reuben dies, it's now in the Muel's property. He's like he's ossering the Muel's property. But you see, well, since he put the Isser on the item when Reuben was alive, it remains. Even though left Reuben's Rishos. So Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish said that you can't do that. We see from the Mishnah you could do that. So the more answers, Madrina, Shani Hacha, the Kamerle Bechai Babamais. That over here the person said explicitly Yishvichal b'chayv b'maisa. So now, I mean, so we're definitely retracting what we said before. We said before you have no power to do this. So now we're saying you do have power to do this. Yeah. If you say it explicitly, but if you don't say it, we don't assume that you meant it. Oh, it's a whole different ball game. It's not a question that you have the power. Of course you have the power, but we don't assume that you did it unless you say it explicitly. We've stepped down from what we assumed originally. The Havisir Lanat Hashtag, we assume that till now, Deloy Mahani Shum Lishna Lameser Laacha Shayetzim Shusun. Whatever language you use, he has no power to do this. It doesn't work. That it should be Chal after left his Vishus. Shum Dahabi Nikinitzicha Barrel Chaber. It's like answering barrels, items on barrel. So Shmuel gets up and says, Barrel, you can't use your car anymore. So Barrel says, who made you the boss to say, I can't use my car? You have no power to make a netter on my car to make an usher to me. You can make my car usher to you, not to me. I can't usher somebody's property on that person. That's what we thought until now. That putting an usher on your item, when you own it, that it should extend after it's no longer yours, is like making an usher when it's somebody else's. So I'm ushering Beryl's items on Shmerel. Reingold is asking Beryl's items on Shmerel. I have no power over Beryl or Shmerel. So that's what we thought until now. So now we're saying, no, that's not true. Now we admit. And he says explicitly, so Reuven can answer Reuven's items on Shimon, that they should continue to be also on Shimon even after they're no longer Reuven's. Okay. Miu. That's the only question. If that was the only question we had on Reuven Rish Lakish, we would have answered. If he says this explicitly, it works. But the regular language of the Chasim Elu, it's only true when they're still his. Madir the Chasim Elu. You said in the case of a mother and a mother, my nechassim, and these nechassim, and another says that house. Even he says basically, your that house of yours are equal. So now we're discussing a language issue. By the case of the Neuter, he means to make it also forever. So maybe the modern means to make it also forever. The modern has the power to make it also forever. So the Chasim Elu means to say that. Just like the case of the Neuter, when he says that bias, he means forever. Filhochi loydomi. No, they're not the same. Should the Chiyomer Neuter bias that, when the Neuter says this house, Masha the Gufeshal bias, Osir Anavshe. The language means the physical bias is Osir in him. Imishim lo mekabele haubesi, he doesn't like the house. Umishim the rei mazle, he feels as a bad mazel. Umitam achrina, or whatever reason it is. Hilchos shaber mashu lishnei de lo toli yisur be the isay mimori kama. So the fact that he said this language means the ownership is not what's bothering him. It's the item, the house, which is bothering him. So even after it leaves that person's possession, it's a loss. But when the matter makes it, even though he didn't say my nechassim, the matter said these nechassim are also in you. But kol hechad lo the parish behedya. Unless when he does not say explicitly, I feel like he chates him reshusay. Lo mash elakis no reshusay. So Reuven is saying these items are usher and shimon. So now Reuven has the power to make it usher and shimon even after Reuven sells it. But if Reuven did not say that explicitly, we don't assume Reuven means that. Why? Even though he has that power, but we assume he doesn't mean that. Because why should Reuven care if Shimon's taking a benefit from this item after Reuven sells it? What's the Reuven?
Plus, it makes it harder to sell. It's got restrictions on it.
Right, well, it depends. You know, what Shimon's, how significant is Shimon's lack of usage of the item. He just said the chasim elu. It only means as long as Reuben owns them. Okay, so now that we retract it, that the person has the power to do it, but he doesn't mean to do it unless he says it explicitly. So now the mission goes even better. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So when the person answers the payers on Shimon, Reuben answers his payers on Shimon, when it comes Shemitah, even though Reuben could have answered the payers during Shemitah as well, he didn't mean to. And when it comes Shemitah, those payers are mutter. Tani Reishim Shem Sefer. Okay, so that's, if this is the only question that we had, we would answer the question. We'd have this mission make sense, our mission make sense, everything would be wonderful. But we still have the first question. But if that's true, that that's the position of a Rech Rish Lakish, so why do they discuss a case of the Chasai, which over there you could have argued that the issue is the language of what, how the person said it, when we're just saying now that even a person says the Chasim Elu, which he never does not use the possessive in his speech, even if it says these Nechasim, they're only Osir when he owns them. That's a much bigger Kiddush. So why did Rech Rish Lakish discuss a case of the Chasai when their Kiddush is in the case of Nechasim Elu? So that we have an answer. Okay, Madrinan, because of that question, we answer like this. The case of the Chasim Elu, they don't argue. The body of the Moisir, a person could answer the property, and the person does answer the property even after he leaves his vishos. So now Rabbi Yechon Mashal Chosh agree, according to this step of the Gemara, the person says Nechasim Elu, it remains usher even after he sells it or leaves his vishos. Okay. So where's the machlokes? Keep pligi bin nechasai. So Rechem Shlach is saying, the person says nechasai means my nechasim. Want to leave his rishos, they're not his. So they're not aser. And Rav and Shmuel argue even in that case. The Rav and Shmuel sorry, feel nechasai adam. Excuse me, if you're nechasai adam oiser, even if you use the lashon of Nechasai, my nechasai, he means to make it also even after leaves his rishos. He amri elu lav dafka. Even though Rav and Shmuel use the lashon of the chasim elu, which according to right now we're saying that's not the point of Rav and Shmuel. Even if the person said nechasai, it remains also afterwards. So it's lav dafka. The pshita lehu tolecha damer nechasai. I feel like ki amr elu. Ain dinner ella on the chasa. Even though he said that the word elu is not the important word, the person said he told me his nechasim, and still shalachi adam oiser. We say he means the aser afterwards. When I say I'm asking my items, the answering is forever. The my is just describing which ones I'm referring to, not that the ownership is a condition in the isser.
There is either way, right? Whether they're elu or whether they're, I mean, there is. I'm trying to get the difference.
No, the question is: the person says, "I'm asking my nechasim on you." Okay, so I can understand that when I say I'm asking my nechasim on you, these are nechasim of mine on you, he says. Right? So when I say Of mine, these lechosim of mine, is of mine a descriptive term to describe which ones I'm referring to. But it's not limiting that the issue is only as long as they're mine. Or I'm saying these lechosim which are mine. They're usher on you. When they're no longer mine, they're not usher. What do I mean when I say of mine? I mean the issue is because they're mine. If they're no longer mine, I don't mean to usher them. So I said these lechosim of mine are usher to you. When they're not mine, they're not usher. I mean, no, these lechosim which, by the way, they're mine. That's what I'm describing, which lechosim I'm referring to, are usher forever. So of mine is just a way to describe what we're referring to. So what does that of mine mean? That's what Rav Shul says. Of mine is irrelevant, right? That's the more I'm saying right now. It's not limiting the Isser. It's a way to describe which the chosim are referring to. These are which are right now mine. I mean the osir on you forever. Or maybe they argue that even if I meant to limit it, but once the isra is kal, it remains forever. Both ways we could argue. The person says these nechasim without saying the word with no possessive, they're also forever. My nechasim, another moisir, it doesn't mean the also afterwards. Now, according to this step of the Gemara, the Pshat in the Mishnah is totally different now. It's not one case with a ratio with two steps of the story. It's two different cases. Before now, we were saying in Reichem Shalakish, the case was a person sat down in the beginning of the sixth year and said, these fruits are usher. Reuben said that these fruits are usher and Shimon. During the sixth year, those fruits are usher and Shimon. That's the ratio. Comes the seventh year, those fruits which he made usher in the sixth year become mutter to Shimon. It's one case, one netter, and we're following it through the year from the sixth year to the seventh year. Now we're saying no. If the person answered it in the sixth year and said these fruits, they're also forever. Even in the Shvita year, they're also. So what's the case in the Shvita year, they're mutter? It's a different case. The case of the Resha is that he answered it in the sixth year, and it remains also even in the seventh year. That's the Resha. And the Sefer says if he made it only came to make the Isser in the seventh year, the seventh year he doesn't own the fruit to make an Isser.
They're saying there has to be connected from beforehand. You can't come afterwards.
You can't make it afterwards, right?
Yeah. So produce that grows in the sixth year becomes hefker in the seventh, or is it just produce that grows in the seventh?
It comes hefker in the seventh, yeah.
And in the fifth year?
If it still be there?
Still be there means still...
It's still attached to the ground.
On the tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Only that which has not been harvested.
The sixth year also doesn't come also in the seventh year if it's not on the tree.
If it's already been harvested.
Right.
So only that which is not... Okay. Right. Fine. Thank you.
Whatever grows in the seventh year is hefker even in the eighth year. Growth in the seventh year remains Shemitah produce forever.
Yes.
Growth in the sixth year is not Shemitah produce, but if it's on the tree in the seventh year, it's hefker.
Right, it's not Shemitah, but, well, is it hefker? So it's hefker, but it's never Shemitah produce.
So it's hefker, right?
As well.
But the kedusha shviyas, I'm not sure that much kedusha shviyas is in that case. I don't think it has kedusha shviyas because it didn't grow in the seventh year.
Right. So we make.
But it's hefker.
We make it hefker simply because so people don't have to identify this one this year, this one that year. I mean, you're crazy.
I mean that is the logic would make sense. I don't know why that's the why.
But okay. It's a practical
advantage. Yeah. even though Shvius came and these fruits are hefker, ain't yerid v'ain't oichel. But the Shimon can't eat those pears. The Isser on those pears continues even after they become hefker. So that's the condition of the ratio. Now, if he makes a netter in the Shvius, so he can't make an Isser on the Peiris because he doesn't own them. So what's the Kiddush of the Sefer? That even so, he can't go in the field. Shimon can't go in the field. The Kiddush is, Einu Yarvin the Sechshadeyu. Okay. Now, in this step of the Gemara, it comes out, Kikamri, Rebbech Meshlokesh, Nechasai Alecha. They discuss the case of Nechasai. According to this, it's Lav Dafka Nechasai. It's even Nechasim Elu. I'm sorry. It's the case of the Mishnah is not a case of Nechasai. Lav the Mukilah Masitzim Nechasai. The case of Mishnah is Nechasim Elu. And it's also even after leaves the Rishus. There did is a case in the Chasse, which is not also after, because the person means to say only when it's his. The Rabbi Shmuel Mahadri. They're responding to Rabbi Shmuel. You, Rabbi Shmuel, which said that the Isser extends after the ownership ends, Ibn Chosai Ari Tana, if the Tana had been discussing the case of the Chosai, that would not be true. If the person had used the Chosai in the Mishnah, which he didn't, but had he used the Chosai in the Mishnah, then it would have been but once Shvius comes, if the person had used the word of the Chosai, the Shema could eat. And if that is true, that's not the, then what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? That's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is the case of the Chosim. Okay. So that's where we're at. In Rech Mish Lakish. So Morris says, okay, now Rabbi Shulam makes sense. Machinen. We're asked, the Epshad Delamer Rabbi Shmuel. It's impossible that Rabbi Shmuel said, according to this, the Philik Yomer Nechosai. So it comes out right now where we're standing that Rav and Shmuel, even if the person says Nechasai, he means to make the master forever. Why? They can't be true. So in logic, I can argue that it could be true, but it's not true based on our Mishnayos. The Philo got me neuter to none. The cover of the base called the Mashrael of Kalon Shehe Shaloi. When we had a case where Shimon is answering Reuben's house on him and Shimon on himself, so he's the neuter, which means he's the one who's making the netter and he's becoming usher with the netter. Now in that case, Shimon definitely has the power to make this bias usher forever in him. He says, that house of Reuben I want to be usher in me forever. But he says Reuben's house, we don't say he means to possess the word, when he uses your house, the word your, it's not just the way to describe which one he's referring to. He means only when it's yours. Even though there he clearly has the authority to make the Isser forever. So that's true when Shimon's making the netter. Koshken Gami Mader, when Reuben's making the netter. So the same way by the case of the neuter, he means to limit it based on ownership. So the case of the Mader, which it's more logical that it's only relevant to him when he owns it, he means the Osir, he only means to make it Osir when he's the owner. Okay. Therefore, the Mor says it's not possible that Rav and Shmuel held that the person says Nechasai, it's also even after he when it comes to Shemitah. Ella, the Mor says no. Kiamri Rav Shmuel Shlokas ben Nechasai, Rav Shmuel ben Nechasai Elu, the Beloy Pligi. Not discussing in the same case. Rav Shmuel Shlokas is saying in the case of Nechasai, when it comes when he no longer is the owner, it's mutter. Rav Shmuel is saying when he says Nechasai Elu, that's the gear so we have anything more Nechasai Elu. Beloy Pligi. Clamor the Rav Shmuel, Muklam Asis and Barman Nechasai Elu. Now, it comes out the Ran is adding, even if he says Nechasi, but if he says Nechasi Elu, different ball game. Now, the Kiva and the Omer Elu, Avagab the Omer Nechasi, Reu Kilu Omer Nechasim Elu. So the Kiddush is, even though he said Nechasi Elu, it has the same thing as Nechasim Elu. Nechasim Elu, he's not saying that there's no possessive at all. It's also forever. Nechasa Elu, if he meant mine Nechasim, so what are these mine Nechasim? He means these ones are also even after they're no longer mine. Here the word mine is just a descriptive term of which items you're referring to.
Could it be these are mine and not those are mine?
These are mine.
Yeah, like these books, right. Not those books.
Yeah, but he says Elu, but he says these.
And the Chasa Elu.
So the question is, what
but in front of him, he's saying these.
Yeah, why does it say mine? The mine is irrelevant. These items.
That's a different question I'm going to bring up later.
No, but that's what we're discussing right now. That's what we're trying to figure out.
The entire thing is irrelevant. Because it can't be us or somebody else's stuff.
Well, but we're saying right now, everybody agrees that when he says these items are also, Reuben says these items are also on Shimon, and they become also. They remain also even after Reuben sells them. So the these are custom of mine. The of mine part is irrelevant. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. Even the person who says Nechasai Elu, instead of saying Nechasim Elu, we don't say that Nechasim means he's limiting only when they're mine. And then when after they leave his Rishus, Reuben Rishus, they become Mutter to Shimon. He doesn't mean that. No. That's a Rabbi Shmuel. Even though the person said Nechasei Elu, they remain, the pairs remain usher when Shemitah comes. If the person says Nechasai, not Elu, then when Shita comes, it's Mutter. But don't think that even if you say Nechasai, it's Aser, the time of Yishum, the Kiman, the Nachas, but we Sura Sulei Paka. And the logic is, even though I said Mahayin Nechasai, but once the Yisur is Chal, it remains the lesson. That's not true. Kol Hechad Omer, Lomer El Nechasai, Lomitzuri El Kiyishno, Rishusai. He says just Nechasai, it's only Aser when it's his. When it's no longer his, the Mutter. When a Shemitah comes, those fruits become mutter. Okay, and that's the Chiddush of the Reish. That in that case, they remain also when Shemitah comes. Valvagav, the high din of Motzis, the Migrim, as Nisan. We could learn out from the Mishnah later on in the next parak. Darman the Chaver, Karim Beit Tzcha Shani Nuch. That's the case of the Neuter on the house. So why would our Mishnah need. The Kiddush Mishnah is not the case that it said, but the case it didn't say. Nechase Eilu remains Osir. Nechase, it becomes Mutter. Nechase Mutter, that's the Mishnah later on. We need to clarify it over here also. Usually when the person makes the netter, he means when they're his. They're his items. And he uses such a lush. We see later on, you give it to somebody else at work, it's mutter. Why? So the commission just assumes you can give it without making any conditions. Must be the case was the person said nechosai. So it means that's the average case, so that's the language that's going to be used. So we might have made a mistake and learned that's the case of our Mishnah. No, over here it's not. Can you really pshusha the high shmaita? So now that's understand the subject. Well, Yadan is around. Am I not going to shas with Maskan Rebbechim Rish Lakish? The camera Rabbi Shmuel. The more I flip the rounds. And Kiyomer Rebbechim Rish Lakish with the chasai. Rabbi Shmuel with the chasai. Meila with the tigi. I would have said the Harav Lemikat Rabbi Shmuel Bereisha. You should mention Rabbi Shmuel first. Can Masada Lahu Lemimrenu Mikara Mikamer Rebbechim Rish Lakish. So the more Manal brought Rav and Shmuel, then Rav and Shmuel Lakish, and now we're saying, well, Rav and Shmuel are discussing A, and Rav and Shmuel are discussing B. That would be the logical presentation of our Gemara. Now we mentioned Rav and Shmuel first, Rav and Shmuel Lakish second. We said Rav and Shmuel, which were mentioned first, they're discussing A. Discussing B. The more it flips around, it says Ella. The more Ella, Rav and Shmuel are talking about B. And Rabbi Shmuel was discussing, hey, why'd you switch the order? Vinir Be'enai, so the Ron answers. Mishum, the Kol Shak, the Batalya, the Sugin, the Ktinan, the Rechem Shlokish, Kaimem Mosiah, the Rabbi Shmuel. The whole flow of the whole Gemara until now is assuming, which the Gemara is changing now. That Rechem Shlokish are responding to Rabbi Shmuel. Laflugi Ale, to argue on them. Therefore, the Mor says, no, get all wrong. Rav and Shmuel are not discussing Rav; they're discussing that case, and Rav Shmuel is discussing this case. That's the point is not to figure out what Rav and Shmuel is discussing. This point is our Rav and Shmuel is going back on Rav and Shmuel. It's not the more assumed. Yes, the more saying no. Rav and Shmuel are discussing that case, and Rav Shmuel is discussing this case, and they're not arguing. Shemal ki hadri the member de la pligi mekmin the Rav and Shmuel is we command the Rav and Shmuel or medelav al masayo kai miklo. So Rav and Shmuel are not discussing Rav's case. Okay. Mister Hacha, Rabbi Shmuel ben Lachasim Elu. Now the Rana Gerson ben Lachasim Elu. The Gerson we have in the Gemara is ben Lachasim Elu. So now that sounds like there's Rabbi Shmuel discussing Lachasai. Rabbi Shmuel discussing Lachasim Elu. What about Lachasai Elu? They didn't discuss it. So the Rana, no. Even if you have that Gerson. So the Yishalmi discusses that case. So the Mishnah says later on, if Shimon says to Reuven, I will not go into your house, it's only us or as long as it's Reuven's. I will not have to go into this house. It's also forever. What about this house of yours? Basically, that. So Yishalmi was masupik. What the din is over there? Is the main point yours? Or the main point is this. The maskana is the main thing is the word zeh, which means it's also even after leaves there's a jishus. So something over here in the chosai elu is the same thing as basically zeh. Okay.